Because it's above high tide.
It's not high tide. It's sort of like the highest high tide. It's what they refer to as the natural boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so our waterfront is kind of strange in that we have a lot of the seawall is actually outside of what was originally titled as the natural boundary. So that means that it's under their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at this specific ramp to see whether it's inside or outside, but that it's sort of like, you know, we're going to end up working with them no matter what. And so their input and kind of discussion will be instrumental. Like, I don't think we could do it without their approval is what I'm saying.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, so there is a motion on the full floor from the committee. Unless the motion is withdrawn, it has to be voted on. Rob, go ahead.
I'll just make one more comment, Peter, because my suggestion would be just to withdraw it at this point. I mean, one mm-hmm. of the goals on the waterfront master plan is to develop a safe, continuous walkway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's there. I think it's there. This issue is in the books to be addressed.
It doesn't qualify on either one of those things because it's a safety hazard as well as not being continuous.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would just be reemphasizing what has already been kind of acknowledged as a need.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, do you have any remembering about the objection to taking that away 15 years ago or thereabouts?
Not for me. I mean, I wasn't involved in the committee then.
Mm-hmm.
I do recall being a little kid on that dock, however, but
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I'm sensitive to Luke's input there. I mean, I could see as the need for access grows, I mean, how many disabled access that's viable, that's easily sort of transformed are available?
Mm-hmm.
Only one, right? So my biggest concern, Peter, is about opportunity costs and what we would be signaling to the council if we were to flag this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, costs for sure. Yeah.
All right. So do we want to just withdraw that motion then and keep it as is? It needs to be withdrawn. If it's going to be withdrawn, it needs to move in second or just to withdraw. So if not, we're going to vote on it and either have it pass or fail.
Yeah. I think we should withdraw it right now.
Okay.
Your motion,
that's
Peter,
the committee's that's the committee's wish. I would withdraw that now.
Okay, Rob, that's okay with you? Okay. Motion is withdrawn then. Next thing on a new business, the Quality Beach fire hydrants. Peter, this one also came from you.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, this came from this idea came from the town of Quesnel, apparently has put colorful characters on their fire hydrants, which has proven to be very popular, rather than just having the functional hydrants. The suggestion here is to paint, stencil, or otherwise depict sea life forms on central Qualicum Beach fire hydrants, such as fish, sea stars, octopi, scallops, and other local sea life.
Mm.
The program would attempt to engage local art groups to adorn the hydrants and keep them in good repair. So I recognize that the fire hydrants are a little difficult to paint. It only requires the agreement by Bob Weir, who is in charge, is the hydrant guy. So anyhow, that's the thought here, is to adopt something like what they have in Quesnel, but with different depictions on the fire hydrants. Okay.
All right. So again, if we're going to send something to council, we will need a motion. I really like this idea, and it is definitely something I can get behind, you know, with council, especially with having,
uh, I think it's a good idea. My only concern would be that as long as graffiti doesn't end up being on there, you know.
Correct. Yep. Rob, go ahead.
I'm looking at it now. I cheated. I didn't know where it was coming from, Peter. So it was interesting to quickly Google it and have a look at what they do out there in Quesnel. And yeah, it's very endearing. I mean, it's nothing. It's a good idea. I mean, it's something that should be considered around the tourism draw, around the town beautification draw. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a way to get artists involved. It'd be very difficult to be objectionable to find it offensive, right? When we want to make fire hydrants more attractive.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose one would have to determine how best to do it too. What life forms would you put on there, and whether they're painted and whether you have a group to do that. So.
All right. Do you want to give a motion to that effect and we can see where it goes from there?
Me? Yes. That'd be my motion to, explore the painting of fire hydrants with sea life forms.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know how large they would be, but to be explored.
Do we have a seconder? Okay, Rob seconded. Further discussion? All right, all those in favor? Opposed?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Carried. All right. Thank you.
Oh, crikey. Sorry. Go ahead. Hello.
So, Peter, the next thing on the agenda is the long-term plan for waterfront. I think we kind of already had that discussion when we talked about the boat ramp there. And I think Luke touched on it as well. But is there anything else that you wanted to discuss waterfront-wise, or are you okay with leaving that item as a...
And it will be later in the day, and I will call you with the time, okay?
Hang on.
Sorry.
I would still like to keep it on there as a talking point, because I think we haven't fully explore the what to do with the waterfront yet, because I've been quite involved in that in the last 10 years or so. And one of my ideas, going back to a poster display about 4 or 5 years ago, and I have not changed my mind on this, that I think we'd be better off with a recreational groin, a groin, an extension of the waterfront. I know this would require provincial approval. here, let me show you what I had in mind. I don't know if you can see this on there, but anyhow, the dimensions are to be determined. But anyhow, can you see this thing? I don't know if you can see that. At the bottom, you see the esplanade or the walkway. And then to the throat of the groin, you have access to the beach on either side. Then you have, farther up, you have a riprap around the outside. It can be any shape, actually. And then you have a almost a circular walking path around the seated area. And I've shown there 8 different seating arrangements for the memorial benches and a bike station. And the advantage of that, I'll just put it down. The advantage of that would be that you take all the memorial benches off the waterfront, which blocks passageway, and put them out there. That's only accommodating 8. The access to the beach would take the form which you see on the plan there, and the cutouts which gain access to the beach on both sides, east and west, some of those could be removed because right now they're not in very good shape. And it also allow for the full 8-foot passageway down there without any obstacles. I spoke to Bob Weir about this a couple of years ago, and I asked him what it would cost to put this thing in if that was, say, 80 feet long with riprap and other things, and he says it would be about $250,000. So anyhow, I wanted to put that in for discussion for a long-range plan for the beach there, the beachfront, which now is failing in my eyes, as it doesn't provide good access and it's got these obstacles for walkways. So anyhow, I just wanted to open that up for discussion.
Okay, so I don't think a motion's coming out of that one. But I agree with the discussion point. The only thing I caution on is, you know, the town does have the waterfront master plan that is to be implemented over a number amount of years. And the town is already doing a lot of work. I mean, we've got the roundabout going in now, which will have some sort of push out into water. Mr. Sales will be able to correct me on that and actually explain what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, you know, something similar going on. If the committee wants to have a discussion on this, absolutely. But I think, again, it ties into the fact of the waterfront master plan and moving in from that. Mr. Sales, do you have any comments you'd like to make on that one?
Reflecting on the waterfront master plan, I could see clear benefits to something like this in terms of recreational activities, you know, because it would be a gathering place. So it does hit a few points for sure. I think it would be challenged by a lot of the other priorities in the waterfront master plan because things like preserving a you know, natural waterfront or enhancing the natural waterfront would be, I don't think this would be compatible with that because it would really impact the kind of foreshore processes. And so I could see benefits to this. So, you know, Peter, I get it. I think there's a lot of good intention in this project. I'm also hesitant to say, yeah, let's do it, because I think it also conflicts with a lot of the waterfront master plan priorities. And at the same time, the province would really have a lot to say about this one.
Mm. Rob, go ahead.
So thank you, Peter. I think it's important for us to flag the waterfront general as a topic. And I'm mindful of the amount of time and energy that both citizens, staff, elected officials put into that waterfront master plan. And so my concern is, what is the timeline? So I'm looking at the plan now under the heading next steps. And there's no implementation strategy that I can understand in terms of phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 1 to 3, like there's no sense of what action is happening. The roundabout is an encouraging sign that there's some activity there. I hesitate to make a motion because it's sort of, but I think just greater communication around what the plan is looking beyond would be incredibly helpful and instill some confidence that master plan, that all that hard work will have some sort of outcome. So Luke, I don't know, is that appropriate? Is there an implementation plan that I just can't see?
So there's two big projects underway right now. One is the Memorial Avenue roundabout and Spit, which, you know, the first phase of that is sort of done. They've been tweaking it late this summer, but, you know, so that's the probably the biggest project. And we're also extending the waterfront walkway west, you know, by all those houses and, you know, going west from Bay Street. So that's another big project where, you know, we're going to be into that for quite a bit of time and money by the time it's done because of the paving that needs to happen and whatnot. So I would say that there is a lot of progress happening on the waterfront, especially given the competing priorities, right? There's only so many resources the town has. I mean, certainly if there were key projects that the commission would like to see advanced as a priority, then by all means, let's identify those so that we can start to work it into our 5-year plan, for example.
One of the other things I didn't mention, Luke, was the the loss of sand from the beach, which I think is should be a priority for the town to deal with that, because we're losing a real natural resource down there with the vertical seawall. a groin, if it's engineered properly, can prevent longshore drift, which is the movement of material, depending on storms, from east to west. In our case down there, the movement is going eastward. Now, with that, I don't want to get into all the details, but with that, of course, you have erosion pockets, normally on the lee side. And if you look at the SMC, the Lavalin report of the windrows, most of the
windrows.
Sorry?
Sorry, I just want to make sure that we're kind of getting into a different topic here of more or less environment and sustainability, which is a different committee, different discussion point. I just want to make sure that we are discussing our parks and recreation. I agree talking about the waterfront, but I don't want to start getting into the environment bits of the beach.
I was just addressing the advantages of the groin.
Okay.
Because that's one big thing if it's engineered correctly. If it's not engineered correctly, then you'll have a problem there on the lee side of the, on the west side of the groin itself. So that's my proposal.
Okay. So there's no motion from the committee on this topic, though? I don't see there being a motion. I can see, I mean, maybe having staff bring the waterfront master plan back to the committee and maybe have the committee start to, you know, look at priorities and see what we can make and then, you know, recommend that to council. I can see that maybe being a project that we can take on.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that if it were in the mix, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Sales, what do you think on that? I know like council's priorities right now are extremely stacked. But do you see an advantage of the committee taking the waterfront master plan and maybe piecing together some priorities and seeing what council thinks of that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And because like I said, you know, there are projects underway, but you know, the committee's input on where priorities should be for the next 5 years are valuable. we can't do everything at once. And so if, you know, without good recommendations and kind of a solid rationale, you know, we're likely to be just as likely to be working elsewhere in town than on the waterfront. But if the committee clearly thinks that the waterfront's a priority and has specific projects that are proposed, I think that would definitely benefit the town.
Okay. Do we want to do a motion to that effect then from the committee?
To put it to the waterfront committee.
To bring the waterfront master plan to the Parks and Recreation Committee to look at priorities.
Yes, well, I'd be happy with that.
Okay. Rob?
Can I make that motion a little bit more specific? That staff bring, I mean, Luke mentioned a five-year plan. So if staff are able to kind of share what that five-year plan is for input from the committee, to identify priorities perhaps for the next 5 years. Because I suspect that the five-year plan, I think, if I'm correct, ends in 2021. Right. So we could start to say, okay, what's been done in this five-year plan? What are the next priorities that we kind of would like to suggest?
Okay. Bernadette, do you have that as a motion? I know it's kind of wordy, but do you have that? Is that possible for you?
I have a vague one, staff to share with the committee the five-year waterfront master plan to help prioritize the next five-year goal, the next goals for the following 5 years priorities. This is just as vague as yours, sorry.
I know Luke will help you mold that into an actual motion once you guys are done, but if that works for the committee as a base.
Yeah, the one thing I would clarify just to make sure that everyone understands the intent is that we would be bringing forward the action items from the waterfront master plan and having a discussion around where those priorities would be. So it's not necessarily bringing up the current five-year plan. It's saying, here's all the things that we want to do. Where would the committee see those priorities? So if that's what you're thinking, then I'll help craft that into a motion.
All right. Is there any further discussion on that? All right, all those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, so we do have some additional items that weren't added to the agenda. It's more or less just business arising from the minutes and just an update on where things are sitting with council. So I thought I'd give that an update now. And if there's any discussion points after that, we can certainly discuss them. First one was about Crystalton Park from the July 15th meeting. The council received the correspondence from the Qualicum Woods Residents Association regarding requested improvements to Crystalton Park. That was then moved for discussion for the 2021 capital budget with council. So obviously that will be happening soon once we go into budget 2021. And that's when we'll discuss the upgrades and improvements for Crystalton Park. So that's where that one sits. Is there any questions on the from the committee on that one?
Nope.
Okay. I will continue down the road then. The next one was for the skate park from September 16th, the Select Committee for Parks and Recreation recommends to council that the Pacific Board Culture Society be invited to submit a management and design plan to undertake upgrades to the skate park. And further, that council authorize a lease with the Pacific Board Culture Society for the upgrade and management of the skate park. That was also adopted by council and approved by council. So we'll see where that one sits. Also on the terms of the skate park, we have decided that council got a letter discussing proper signage and that the skate park wasn't directly safe enough or did say they're safe enough for age groups. Or certain age groups. So council did approve at the last council meeting to put proper signage up, more or less saying, you know, basically saying use at your own risk, essentially. It's not, you know, it's an older skate park, and it's not set for all levels of usage. So that is where that one sits with that. We should have the Pacific Board Culture Society coming back to us soon for an update. I've been in contact with them, and they are looking at coming back to the committee for an update and their next steps.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are any questions on that, Rob, go ahead.
I'd love to add an item too, if I could, Robert. I'll revisit that, but just if that's available. On that note, so just following that logic through, If council has identified, and we all agree, that the skate park is not safe, it's not fit for all ages, that then determines that the council recognizes it's an attractive nuisance and a potential hazard for children. So for me, that raises the priority level for action on that skate park. And I know, and I'm grateful for the group that stepped forward and said, hey, we'll help out. And here's a sort of an ad hoc interim solution for us to try to do something with the skate park. But I mean, again, I just want to reemphasize the sense of urgency around that particular facility, particularly with that recognition that you've just sort of stated.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, the skate park, I believe there is a motion that came from myself with council. It's going on probably 5 or 6 months ago to bring the skate park into budget discussions of 2021 as well. So we'll again just see where that falls. Margaret?
Rob, when you discussed with them, the group, have they applied for any grants at all?
I'm not sure. We didn't get into that. We just looked at what the lease was going to look like and what their plans were moving forward. I do have a meeting with them next week, so I'm planning on talking about grants for that and seeing what the town can do to assist them with their grant applications. Mr. Sales, I don't know if you've had any further conversations with them.
I did have some. They were looking at a few grant opportunities late in the summer. The town had already committed to applying for the same grant for a different project, so those grants didn't really come through. But you know, there is a lot of money potentially flowing to municipalities right now. So being shovel ready with projects will only benefit the town and its residents by, you know, tapping into some of those funding streams.
All right. Thank you. That is it for the agenda for today. Our next scheduled meeting is November 18th at 2 o'clock. Again, if there's any items that we want to discuss, just send them in to Bernadette. Hopefully,
Councillor Filmer, there was on the other page, there was an email that came forward as well about riding bikes in the Heritage Forest.
Oh, correct. Yes, I forgot about that one. Sorry, thank you. So council received a letter. It was more or less about riding bikes in the Heritage Forest or the Brown properties, and the danger and the annoyance of riding bikes, I guess. It came to council. Council referred the letter to the Heritage Forest Commission. Now, I also requested that it comes to the Parks and Recreation Committee. And I had two reasons for that. Number one, it's recreation. It falls under us. I also thought that it'd be a good idea for the committee if they felt need to discuss our trail networks as a whole and bikes through our networks. Because a lot of our trail networks, some of them are not fit for bikes, but bikes are permitted to all of our trail networks. The idea, I was talking to Councillor Westbrook actually about it this morning about the Heritage Forest. It was never the idea to allow bikes in the Heritage Forest, but the town never actioned on it. Now, the other issue that we hit is the Heritage Forest Commission gets very protective when another committee or commission starts discussing the Heritage Forest. I said that I would deal with it should it become an issue, but it falls under, as it is a park. It does have a different category, but it does fall under us. And if we have the discussion as a broad of just bikes as a whole throughout our trail networks in town, it shouldn't be an issue. So if the committee feels it should be a discussion, we can discuss it now. Rob, go ahead.
So there's pretty clear guidelines and processes around discussing parks and protected natural areas, and they start with what's the plan for that park. Yeah. So, you know, personally, I'd be uncomfortable to talk about what I think without having a look at what the plan is for that park and the accepted uses. And that should be that really, Robert, to be fair, I appreciate we have a limited budget and resources in the town in terms of parks, but that should be our goal. For all of our trails and all of our parks, specific site-specific plans and appropriate usage beyond just dogs on a leash. So currently, I think that's a good goal for us to work towards. And I appreciate the work of that society and why they might be a little sensitive to that. You know, and personally, I would prefer to take their advice first before embarking on having an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Luke, did you have a comment you wanted to make there?
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to add is that the Heritage Forest is also kind of complicated by the covenant that exists on the property. So that's a three-way covenant between the town, the Land Conservancy, and the Brown Property Preservation Society. That covenant specifically prohibits many uses that, you know, the town would ordinarily consider in other parks. So I haven't looked in detail at the covenant to see whether there's any mention of language or anything like that. But for example, we've had people want to hold weddings in there before, and it was denied on the basis of the covenant because the language restricted activities like that. So I think you're absolutely right, Rob, in that there is more background on this that I think we should have before we advance much discussion on this.
If there's any further discussion on that, Rob, go ahead.
It actually links to the item I wanted to bring up, though, if that's okay, Robert. It's totally irrelevant. And it speaks to is it okay if I talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll open up the floor. If it relates to what we're talking about with parks and trail networks, sure.
Yeah, it does. In the sense of last winter, you might recall, we had a pretty heavy snowfall. And there was a decision communicated through Facebook to close the ball fields to all access. Due to snow. And I know that the trails were not closed and likely the hazard due to heavy snow is more dangerous in a trail falling branches and such than it is on an open field. And so I kind of questioned it at the time and poked it at the time that the health and safety of playing on a snowy field cannot be the rationale for closing the field. And it was more about protecting the grass and the turf. So, linked to that, there was no enforcement at all of that decision. So it was a toothless decision, communicated through Facebook and not followed through, and led to some real weird perceptions amongst community members. So in advance of the winter season, the encouragement would be to really clearly adopt a cancellation policy and a communication policy around why and when we would close the ball fields, or anything for that matter, any access to our outdoor recreation amenities. In contrast, Parksville closes a street and facilitates tobogganing. At the same time, Qualicum closed our ball fields. And it just didn't make sense to me at all at the time. And then when I walked down there just to check out what's going on, there's 50, 60 people tobogganing anyway. So, you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I totally agree. I believe when that happened, I believe we actually, council and staff received, or the town itself received emails questioning the rationale. Luke, do you have any comments on that?
No, this is one that I think, I don't have a lot of comments on this one, because I know that it did come here to the commission, but I also know that there was some discussions with user groups that I wasn't a part of. So I don't want to misrepresent any of the discussions that have happened in the past. So if this is an issue and the committee wants to see more detailed discussion, we should bring more information to the table before I can speak in an informed way.
Sure. Thank you, Rob. Maybe you leave that one with me, because I agree with you on that one, especially coming up with a policy on our parks, trails, and whatnot, especially during heavy snowfalls and stuff. So maybe leave that one with me. I'll explore it, and then maybe have council send something to the committee, and we'll see where we go from that. So if you leave that one with me, I will deal with that one. All right. That is it on the agenda. So there's nothing else I think that we need to discuss. I agree with what we've talked about with the Brown properties with Heritage Forest. It has been sent to them, so maybe we should just wait to see what they say about what they want to do with bikes and during their trail networks, and then see where they come from. And then if they come up with something, maybe we can discuss it. If they come up with a solution, perfect. Other than that.
Robert, could I just ask a question? It's about the West Rec artificial turf possibility at the cost of $4.5 million.
Yeah,
Would we be involved in those discussions?
It's not on the agenda right now, so I don't want to discuss it. Should it come forward to council, I would expect that council would probably send it to the committee for discussions, but I can't speak on that because it's not in front of us right now. Because right now it is sitting with the Oceanside Services Committee, which is the RDN.
And council makes the final decision on that, do they?
I'm not sure what the process is going to be on that, because it's going to be a regional. Luke, you might be able to comment on that.
Sure. Peter, just can you be more clear in terms of what your question is?
Since this has come to the public knowledge about spending $4.5 million on artificial turf, I think it should be part of the Parks and Rec Commission to discuss this. I don't know what stage the decision is at right now, and so that's the essence of my question: is that going ahead or not, or is it still further discussion?
Well, yeah, I'll just give a little bit of background, which. And maybe it'll need to go further now or not. So the town applied for a grant. The grant total was a bit over $4 million that we were requesting close to. It was a lot of money. So the town's portion of that was less than $1.5 million. I don't have the figure in front of me right now.
Yep.
So, a lot of money on the line. We are exploring regional partnerships. So that's what Councillor Filmer mentioned, in that it's currently before the RDN, because they're discussing how much they can contribute towards the town's share. So potentially it's a project that involves the artificial turf field, a new field house, and and the town's proportion of that would be 15% or something. So if the town were successful in getting grants and funding and partners on this, it would be, you know, clearly very, very cost effective.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So if that's it from the committee, a motion to adjourn would be appropriate.
I'll make the motion.
Moved. Seconder. All right. Thank you, everyone. I will see you November 18th.
Of this year.
That's right.
It's a month away.
That's right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.